I missed you so much.
This is a good day.
Dear Asami, where'd you come from, little cutie?
You're Korra. I'll destroy you.
Your fiancé?
What do you mean?
This can't be happening.
Well done. She seems very threatening.
Look how cute! Does this mean I'm the master now?
Actually, we're doing fine.
How?
And then she dies.
Think someone is pulling your chain, Gumdrop.
Are you kidding me?
You're a firebender. Boil it yourself.
We're talking minimum 4 hours.
We'll always have Kale.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar, The Last Airbender, and the Legend of Korra podcast for DongWuFang.net. I'm your main host, Dylan, and we are live after the Legend of Korra series finale. Whether you're joining us live, whether you're joining us live on YouTube, archived on YouTube, or the audio recording, hello, and we're still recovering from that incredible finale. Before we start freaking out, you can give us your comments in the section below on YouTube. If you post your comments, I can get them up on screen, and you can also do hashtag FTSW, as you'll see in the top right. And you can give comments, questions, top story. Okay, last thing. Spoilers for the finale. If you haven't seen it, stop watching. Don't look in YouTube.
Why are you here if you haven't seen it?
If you haven't seen it, don't be here.
But anyway, now that that's out of the way, top story, the Korrasami ending. It's incredible. We didn't know they were going to do it.
It's real. It happened.
Just remarkable.
It's real. Everything in life is perfect.
Just the noises Ali made.
You will see in my video.
We're not human.
Oh my goodness.
So good.
I did 3 laps around my house. Because the alarm's on and I can't go outside to do laps.
I sat like this, hyperventilating the entire time.
I couldn't breathe.
It was a mixture of everything. Excitement because it was so unexpected and just.
But let's be honest.
Incredible that ending was it's so socially important and at the same time so narratively satisfying given the Asami buildup. It's just the best possible.
I'm trying to be legit about this and I'm just still screaming inside. So we'll get to that later.
Anyway, I don't know. Just any. Thoughts? I know we had somewhat of an echo. I don't know who's
this.
This is what we were talking about earlier, though, is literally you've got this thing where you can say, if the Avatar can do it, then I can do it too. And that's super important for a lot of
people. So important.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is the best thing ever. This is everything.
If the Avatar can do it, I can do it too. Just, yeah.
Mel, what were your reactions to the entire finale? Let's start with you.
Oh. Do you want me to do them separately or just the entire thing?
Anything from the finale.
So I think they actually did a really good job of making the thing cool and interesting and not stupid. I love the fact that she literally just sat with Kuvir and was like, we're going to talk for a minute, and then went back and resolved it that way. That was just amazing, and I didn't expect them to do that. I'm really glad the whole Miss Dark Avatar Korra stuff didn't come back. The last 2 minutes was, as far as I'm concerned, this finale was only 2 minutes long. I don't know if anything else happened. I thought everything... I have nothing bad to say right now. Even the stupid woo parts were... It's fine. I'll deal with the singing Badgermole stuff later, but I think this was really, really great. I'm not going to go into grading or specifics right now because I'm just too much of a high, so...
Yeah, no, this is a reactions podcast. We're getting into grading much later. We're going to have 2 audio-only recorded podcasts for you guys this weekend, but just one thing I want to say about that Korrasami ending is how concrete it was. That's what I think is
there's no mistaking that.
It was real.
It's maybe we will get an implied.
No, I think it was implied, Korrasami.
Because the look they give each other, they're going off on their own, and especially the holding hands. It was very obviously amazing. I mean, obviously it would have been great if they kissed too, but this was...
You know they did when the camera went away.
I kind of expected them in spirit form while entering the portal to kiss, but oh my goodness.
No, literally, if that had happened, I would have tossed my... It would have been my...
I broke my headphones because I was slamming the desk too hard.
How did that hurt your... Never mind.
No, I'm impressed.
I will say that, like, Will Ruzicka, storyboarder, says originally, like, last he saw the storyboards of that scene, they didn't have the handhold or the looking at each other at the very end, so they made it more romantic. That's the thing. It's not like Nick censored this. They made it more Mike and Brad made it more romantic on purpose. How incredible.
Well, it was great because we had this chat, and Dylan's just typing, like, on his keyboard, random letters. I'm like, okay, so either someone died or it happened. And I was like halfway through, so I'm like, whatever, I don't know. And then it stopped.
I need to talk to someone, I was like, oh no, oh my god.
I started it first. Like, everybody was all
scared. Yeah, no, Sam's like, guys,
that's
we need
the thing,
to talk.
We're watching
and everyone's like, finished it and just started shouting at Sam.
Let's get some comments in here. There's only one ship says who was new up to Redux. Like, yeah, there's a few true ships here.
There's three. Four.
No, Kurosami can play. Paige Lady says, oh my god, Kurosami is real. Certainly that is certainly the headline here today. Yes. Alyssa Snow says, speechless, yes.
Can this just be the name of our
podcast? Where's that picture? A big win for the OTP. That's what we need. Where's that?
The title of the OTP podcast needs to be Kurosami.
I'll take care of it.
Arlok says, good. Calm down.
No. This is her calm. You didn't hear what we heard.
You didn't hear the inhuman shrieking.
I don't even think she could replicate it if she tried.
No, they'll hear it if they go to my channel. Don't worry about it.
Sam, what were your thoughts on this ending?
Well, say that again.
What are your thoughts on this entire ending?
The entire ending? Just like the last 2 minutes?
Yes, obviously. That's the part.
Well, my gay senses started tingling when, like, Asami was like, hey, Tenzin,
get out.
Happening. Go away. But, like, I was really surprised. I didn't think it was going to happen.
The fake out with the Mako talking.
Yeah.
Total fake out.
I was, like, so afraid. Like, I was like, oh, my God, don't.
And literally, I facepalmed. I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
I thought I was going to be so happy, and then they went to talk, and I was like, no, this is not
making
me happy.
This is the happiest, the most smiley I've ever seen Sam about anything ever.
Thank you, Bright. Good job.
Yes, Bright.
I just can't believe they did it, right?
I know.
No one can. They did it.
I should say, from a narrative perspective, I love how they concluded Mako and Korra in terms of Mako's utmost respect for Korra. That was
I do, too. That was good. But I'm going to wake up tomorrow and just be like, that did not happen. That was not
a dream.
I'm going to wake up and be like, did that happen? Was that a dream?
Yeah, like,
I dreamed a dream.
I will say, like, from a general tonal perspective, like, just having a happy ending like this is interesting, right, for this type of show.
Yeah.
I like the way they did it because they kind of, with Korra and Kuvira's talking in the spirit world.
That was done so beautifully. It was just
I love, what was that line where she was like, where, Kuvira says, like, don't pretend that you know what it feels like, and Korra just says, you know, when I was poisoned, I would have done anything to stay in control. I was like, that is solid writing right there.
And she was like, she was like, I may not have been an orphan, but, like, I know what it feels like to be afraid. Like, I may not have been in the same situation as you, but I know, like, how you feel.
All of that dialogue was amazing. It was so great.
Yeah, and that's what's so interesting is because that dialogue could have easily been the wordiest thing.
Really worked.
And a little bit of it was when she's like, here's all the reasons that we're alike, and, like, listen to them. Yeah. Like, that we didn't need, but where it counted, it was just really amazing.
It really counted.
That was so well.
Do you guys think do you think they earned this happy ending for Korra?
Well, here's the thing, because when it was a happy ending, I was like, oh, really? Like, no one died? Like, it was kind of, because when she first did that thing and, you know, turned it into a spirit portal, I was thinking, oh, it's like what Dylan said, they're going to be spirits, like, that's great. And then I was like, oh, nope, they're still alive. But after they talked, like, when they were coming out of the thing and she was carrying Kuvira, that's when I was like, okay, like, I can handle this, just because I feel like that talk was so awesome and, like, not what I expected from them at all. Like, and then the fact that she was carrying Kuvira out, I don't really like the whole, oh, we'll just lock her up in chains and, you know, you did bad sort of ending. But I think the talk and how well it was written earned them the okay to not kill anyone. And the Kurosami You
stamp of approval. Mel's approval.
Mel, someone died, though. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. Hiroshi died.
Well, yeah, and Hiroshi died, and I actually think that was a very good and earned death, yeah. Even though they kind of tossed him into the season.
Well done. Like, we were all wondering where he's going to come in, and it was just like, oh, yeah.
That was the part I accidentally skipped to when it jumped for me for a second. That's what I saw. Oh! So I was like, oh, well,
okay,
great.
I guess my initial thoughts on this happy ending, because I really didn't kind of want this a traditional happy ending for the show. Like, I think if you look back, each season hasn't had too much of a super happy ending, especially last season, which was super bittersweet for Korra.
That was like, so happy. What are you talking about?
My initial thoughts are that I think they earned it just based on that Korra and Kuvira scene in the Spirit Lake. Yeah. I think that was that good. I think it works.
Yeah,
it was so
good. Obviously, we have some more time to think about it.
I was so mad when I saw that they were alive, which is awful to say, but yeah, I was like, really? Like, no one's going to get out of this unscathed. But I'm fine if they get out of it unscathed, if they get out of it changed. And that's the thing, is like,
yeah, that's the, yeah.
You know, Korra sat down and talked to this girl. So
sweetness arose, I think, as Gretchen says, everything is Korrasami and nothing hurts. That is a good.
Yeah, yeah, that's
nothing. Yeah, exactly. Nothing will ever hurt again, ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
this is everything.
It's over.
Equilibrium says they played the same Avatar love track they played with Aang and Katara and Korra.
Did they? I didn't hear that.
It was a variation. Yeah.
It was very
incredible music at the end. Loves to
vary. So Korrasami has
Alice
a theme.
Alice was start screaming again. There it is.
Korrasami love theme. I'm all for this.
Larzing says, I knew it was going to happen the second I saw them. Just next
I know, dude. I told
me too.
It's true. Korra and Asami were sitting next to each other, not Korra and Mako. That was a big. Sarah S says, when Korra and Mako were talking, I thought it was going to end there, and I was going to be very upset. But that's okay, Wu. Yeah, we got the implied Wuko ending, right?
Total Wuko.
The next wedding.
As expected, we kind of have the whole democratic Earth Kingdom.
Yeah, like my shirt.
Interestingly, it didn't end with Wu. It didn't end with Wu being elected. It ended with him stepping down from power.
That was a really nice character moment.
That was really nice. Yeah. The other big thing, we're burying a second lead, is the Zurich, Julian Varick.
Allie, that's what I was freaking out about when you were telling me that it was...
Okay.
The proposal, I just started shrieking.
I was kind of weirded out that he proposed before anything else happened.
No, it was great.
Like, oh, well, I just love the way he put it. He's like, there's something else I need to attach.
I was like,
oh,
for lips.
So great.
Before that, I was like, wait, you need to attach your lips, right? And he was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And then he was like, will you do the thing?
And then he's carrying her like this. Like, he picks her up and he's like this. I don't know what's going on, but he's like,
let's address this one. Felicity says, wow, they actually ended up together.
It's beautiful.
So, no.
It's like an ice princess.
Here's the thing. Whether it was online or on TV, Nick approved this ending in some capacity, right? So that's huge props to them.
It's
not like they're like, oh, we're relegating this to online because they're worse. It's possible that Mike and Brian, there's a slight possibility that Mike and Brian were able to make it more overtly romantic once the show moved off of the main channel. Because remember, Will Ruzicka said that it wasn't originally that much. But I still think it's more likely that it was just changed coincidentally, and it was changed before July when the show was pulled. That's like pretty soon. Like, I think that it was always this way. I think Nick approved this ending. This was better than I thought they would do.
Like, props to them, though, if they really did. Like,
well, I mean, obviously they approved it. We're seeing it right now, you know? Emergency Potato says, I loved when Derek Julie was
Emergency Potato.
Props. Why couldn't they have Mako just died? Okay, so I thought Mako was going to die.
I really thought he didn't.
There were two times in the last three episodes where Mako was basically dead, and then they just had a play.
That's what I thought you were freaking out about when you were typing all those letters. I was like, oh, Mako died.
And he just shows up at the wedding in a cast, like, on his arm.
Oh, you only broke your arm. You literally got blown up, and you broke your arm. Okay.
Yeah, they all got blown up, and nothing happened.
He broke his arm. Well, what was even... Who even... Oh, my goodness.
Like, I thought they were going to kill Bolin instead of Mako, and I was going to be mad.
I will say this about that, though, because... Okay, thank you. I will say that about this, though, because, you know, during that scene, I think it was well done, and I think it was, as much as Mako has irked me for years now, I think that was a really well done scene, and I think it was a good scene to end his character. Like, that, you know, that's fine, because he was being, you know, because the whole thing, like, you know, heroes have to be selfless and that sort of thing, but the nice thing was that he really wasn't doing it for anyone, and he wasn't putting on a show for once in his life. He literally was just doing it to buy everyone time, so I
really enjoyed
props
that
to that.
Okay. It was beautifully animated.
I feel like he should have died there, because in the end, I mean, because he wasn't dead, I assume he was, like, you know, going to get with Cora, and then there's just, like, no point in him being alive. Yeah.
The WWE.
What's the point in living if you're not dating Cora?
Says, I love the finale, but am I the only one a little disappointed we didn't get an amazing Avatar Star fight like Kosei?
I was very disappointed.
So no, what did you think of the Cora and Kuvira fight inside of
The fight in the dome was incredible. Yeah. And
that was
also, I really enjoyed how they didn't use bending the entire time. Like, I really love seeing hand-to-hand combat in the Avatar world, and I just really enjoyed that part.
I don't know. Like, what was the first episode called? Whatever the first episode in this finale called. That. I was kind of, like, throughout it, I was thinking, I'm kind of disappointed. Like, I kept thinking back to the book 3 finale in this series. I was like, that was, like, a really good finale, but this is, like...
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's the thing, is I think it's going to be a little bit polarizing, because a lot of people want to see those huge fight scenes, and that's obvious, you know, I don't blame them, but the thing is, from a story standpoint, that there's no way that would have worked, because it had to have happened the way it happened.
So, okay, really, so let's talk, okay, well, first thing I want to mention, we skipped over Zurich too much, but, like, just the multiple do the things, the do the thing for the kids.
Now it's like an official euphemism for everything.
There are no more things to do.
That was the funniest line. There are no more things to do, sorry. Okay, the other major thing I want to talk about, which we haven't mentioned, is the creation of the spirit portal. Like, the Kuvira has the weapon, she fires it on Cora, Cora saves her, and then all the spirit energy creates a spirit portal in Republic City. Like, to me, my initial thought was, oh, this is pretty fairly low, low-key for something they could have done in the series finale, the last episode of the entire Avatar series ever, probably. This is not very world-changing, but at the same time, it was pretty... I love the way it ended up being handled. First of all, it looked gorgeous.
Well, for the fact it was in Republic City. Republic City is so important to Korra, because it's literally, like, the entire show.
Yeah, so it was in Republic City, and also the fact that this got the spirits back into Republic City, I think that worked really well, and the visual at the end, when they came back after the portal was open. I thought that was very nice. I guess, in terms of scale, in terms of stakes, this was certainly disappointing. But the entire finale, but it was just so beautiful, you know, the entire way. Like, no one died, and the world didn't change that much, and it was just a happy ending. But at the same time, it was obviously very well done, and I don't know, I can't really critically analyze it beyond that yet.
Feels are too much right now.
I think visually it worked really well.
Oh yeah, visually definitely.
It
was beautiful.
I also love how there's no giant, Deus Ex, like, in the Deus Ex.
I was really afraid we were going to see giant spirit
clone. Like, making the spirit portal didn't make sense, but at the same time, who cares, right?
Yeah, that's I thought you were dumb, but it was pretty cool.
You accepted, though, at that point. You're like, of course.
I think it made sense in the way that, like... Well, visually, it made sense because, I mean, what we were seeing was, like, an annihilation was, like, how we assumed, like, dark matter and everything functions. And so, like, I really, like, an atomic weaponry, like, that was the visual effect. And I really enjoyed that they worked it into the way how it works in the Avatar world, and it made a spirit portal. Because we have two worlds that meet.
Cora did the thing.
I really enjoyed that.
She did the thing.
She did the thing she didn't know she could do.
I love how Kendra did another spirit portal, and I was just like, wait, what? Like, right there?
Some other random things. I love how involved the Avengers were.
And, like, can we talk about how there was, like, a double
episode? But I didn't like. I didn't necessarily like how little Shinora was involved, you know. And also, was Kai even in this finale? You know,
so his face was in it, but
and there's no more Kai. Shinora and Kai ending. That was interesting. That was such an easy way to go, right? Like, just as Julian Varick was really easy to do in the finale, just Shinora and Kai would have been just as easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
I saw them in the wedding scene.
Yeah.
Denora was there, but I didn't
saw. Because I remember I saw Balin and Opal dancing, but I don't remember seeing Denora or Kai.
Denora and.
Wait, Jeff, did you say they were dancing?
Denora and Juan were.
No, that was Iggy and Juan.
Yeah, Iggy was.
Iggy and Skrillex.
Oh, right. Yeah, no,
he was.
I can only assume that Denora and Kai died.
Yes.
Oh my god! My video froze when I thought Shinora was gonna die. Like, it froze right there, and I was like, no, screaming, and then
I don't know.
I like how Cora sort of she lampshades, like they make her lampshade at least. With her conversation with Tenzin, like I feel like it's only the beginning, and there's so much more left to do.
But, yeah, I like that a lot.
Which is basically like, go out and write those fanfics. Okay. I'm not making any more.
It's up to you guys now.
It's up to you. I'm not singing for everyone. We're not
at doing some point, you got to leave it to the kids.
I don't know if you guys can hear that sound effect that's happening, but it's
I can't.
Well, that's good. Hopefully that means it's not happening to the viewers.
Well, I hear it now that you pointed it out.
Well,
I don't hear it.
So, I can't fix it right now. So, what happens? What do we have to talk about from the first of the two episodes, you know, other than the proposal? Like, what do you think of Hiroshi's
involvement? I remember it at this point.
Hiroshi's involvement was okay. It was chill.
I think it's weird that Lin was like, let me get him out. Like, that was kind of out of left field.
So it's not weird.
But I do like Hiroshi's involvement, and I ended up really liking that, how that storyline was all. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, wow. Well, thank you.
Well, I don't want to... We'll talk about it later.
The Super Beifong involvement was really important to me. Much important.
But I did think it was weird that Lin was like, oh, I got Hiroshi out, even though I have no reason to...
like, Lin appears, and I have a criminal, guys. Let's go. Okay, Lin.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to get help, and she's like, look who I got.
Look, I brought you a present, everyone.
So Sami's like, okay.
I really like the Badger Moles. They're really cute.
Oh,
I love this song where he's like, oh, I think she's still kind of pretty.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah, what do we think of Rue's Badger Moles plotline and the Pema, Wu and Pema?
I love it. Pretty good.
Oh, Pema was telling everyone stories. Was great.
I feel like she should have been smarter than to be like, hey, let's sing some little Airbender songs I sing to my kids. But
I thought it was cute that she was singing Airbender songs.
I thought it was cute. It was adorable.
It's cute, but it was dumb.
I liked the line where she was like, I raised me low, I can handle anything. I enjoyed that line.
Mel, you're just saying what I say backwards.
You're saying what I say forwards and first. I liked Milo being on the window, and he's just like,
I did too.
It was surprisingly funny.
Milo's was funny.
And then also
the focus on Milo made
like hit herself.
I will say this, I'm very glad when he saved Tenzin. I was expecting him,
Me too. Yeah.
And he did. He used his feet like a.
He's so happy.
Yeah, I was expecting.
I literally was like, "Oh my god, no!" And then
I was like, "There goes the finale if he doesn't."
I know. I'm glad they didn't do it.
Yeah, it was great.
So. Yeah.
So the other fights things that happened in the last episode were. What do you think of Mako and Bolin being involved in?
That was good.
In taking down of the thing.
I would have been happy if he just died, but...
Yeah,
do we think Bolin was relegated to the side too much, or did he have enough focus
I think Bolin talking to Mako, I think, was really
important. Well, here's the thing is, they...
He had so much focus before then, I feel like he was fine.
Yeah, the thing here is that they gave him a sort of aesthetic focus, because if you listen, they gave him, like, his own theme music, which someone pointed out back I don't know, they blend together. The episode where him and Varric were fighting with those people to get out of the camp. He's got this sort of, his own little, like, three-note melody that always plays when he is doing something that happened a lot in the finale, so... I don't know, I think it's cool that they gave him kind of a little importance without giving him a subplot.
Giselle,
the lava disc was really cool, by the way.
That was awesome.
What an ending, almost perfect, despite having so many characters. Could have gone without the Deus Ex Badger Moles. That small potatoes compared to the good. Guess a vocal kiss would have been nice, because now I have to live with that terrible Operation Beifong resolution forever. Out of the doghouse, sucks. But at the same time, they had enough focus within the episode. I don't know about Badger Moles Deus Ex because of how they were presented in the original series, right? Like, they did come out of nowhere, though.
Yeah, like, the Badger Moles just kind of appeared. It's kind of the thing.
Plus, he mentioned something earlier in the series, or in the season, about Badger Moles.
It's just Badger Moles.
Oh, yeah, dude, Badger Moles love music.
Yeah, that's, they sing in the tunnels, because that's how
Badger Moles are so important.
We solved it. Well, Sam solved it. I'll take credit for it, though.
I really hope you guys listening can't hear this constant pinging, but I can. Jeff, we haven't heard much from you. What did you think of the finale overall? You know, what are your reactions?
Overall, I think it was executed. You know, just quality of the show was top-notch. There's nothing quality-wise that I took any issue with in the entire finale. So
yeah, the animation, the stuff like that. The
animation, the pacing, the action.
The music on that last scene is
great. Oh my god.
And it's being really significant.
The music the entire time, like, I was really struck by it, which I don't usually notice it, so that was good. Like, I think it was important that you actually pay attention to the music.
I need to watch again to pay attention to the music because I didn't the first time.
There was some. There was a great cue that happened when in the first episode when she when the airbenders and everyone first started attacking Kuvira. Yeah.
That's
that
what I was
cue
thinking.
That kicked off when she did the thing. That was a great sequence for me.
She did the thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was important to me to have that. Yeah. In book three's finale, I had a jaw drop moment when they did the whole 20-second pan through the sky. Like, that was like, oh my gosh. And so it was very nice to have that, another one of those moments in this finale, when the cannon just went berserk. That was just incredible.
Yeah. So when they're in the forest and she sees whatever she sees, and then Korra chases after her, and she's like, "It's not over." And the camera pans, and you just see the cannon pointing at her. I've never gasped so loud in my life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was like,
that's not supposed to happen.
Ordot says the spirit world idea is actually very smart. Clash of light and dark energy literally ripped a hole from physical to spirit world. It was so well done.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Why is this happening? I literally thought it was Korra's spirit ascending into heavens.
Because you guys keep talking about it, I thought she was going to reconnect with her.
Yeah, I was.
There was DNA floating into the sky. They literally split it out and started all the energy of the polymers just shooting up into.
It was beautiful.
I literally was freaking out for like 10 minutes.
Relax, and nice though.
Just double helix.
Natalie says, "I love having the brothers doing pro bending style fighting against those guards."
I noticed that.
I really like that too.
I noticed Mark life.
I didn't notice that.
Not like that.
Yeah, no, it was...
Actually.
I don't know if the Mako Bolan, like, brothers was that much of a... there's a lot of things in the finale that weren't that much of a focus
I like that they didn't focus on that when he was getting Bolan out. He was, like, literally just saying, go. Like, there was no, like, you're my brother,
I thought they were going to do that. I'm happy they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That being said, the whole, you don't have to be awesome, I already think you're awesome thing was kind of annoying.
Taida. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Ty!
It's a shame that we never got to see Katara, Toph, and Zuko together. Also, a freaking collapse, a building on Kuvira. Yeah.
Dude, that building, did like, they just forget about it when they come back to her? Like,
okay, they were earthbending all the buildings. Like, okay, you guys can move whole buildings. Good job, guys.
They were struggling.
This is true.
Here I come.
Sue, Lin, and Bolan together collapsed an entire building. So I guess we know the extent
like,
of it.
Damn.
An extent of earthbending power, yeah.
Damn.
Let's see, other comments. What else haven't we discussed too much?
From? What's really... well, I'm going to show something real quick. Keep talking.
All right. I'm going to look in that one. Oh, yeah, so Varric built making the EMP for the weapons. That was nicely built up before previously in the season. In the episode with the smaller ones to take out the mega tanks. Also,
why did it work? It took them so long to pinpoint.
It worked. It just didn't.
Like, really? Why did that take so long?
The entire thing with the hummingbirds and getting in position to like cut a hole in the thing to take out.
That was really fun to watch. I really enjoyed that sequence.
So I guess in general, like just this finale being so much about. So much of like a thematically like Evangelion like Attack on Titan,
you're
like
saying giant it wrong.
Thing, and fighting this giant thing that's
like
it was certainly very thematically striking compared to the rest of Korra. It's just so different.
Yeah,
and it was it was very well executed.
Thought it was definitely well executed. It was so gorgeous.
Okay, I found my thing.
Okay. Other things that that we haven't necessarily.
I really can't. I'm only remembering the ending.
Well, it was such a significant ending. Korra and Tenzin did talk, and
because that was a nice end camp that they brought Aang back into it too, and she's like, I don't think Aang would have imagined this.
Other than that scene of Tenzin talking, every time he opened his mouth, I was like, can you, like, shut up? He was just, like, stating the obvious.
Well, Tenzin's not
that's Tenzin's job, though. Stupid.
They throw a lot of exposition lines at Tenzin, so...
Yes. What about the past lives?
Yeah, for real, though, where about...
They're gone!
I'm so happy they didn't come back.
No, I'm very displeased.
They're gone forever.
Why would they? What's the need of them?
Horasami in the past lives. Oh,
it's Horas' time. Aang's dead. He's been dead.
Oh, okay. Wow.
There would have been nothing wrong with having the past lives. Korra,
I will say,
there is a ton wrong with having the past lives back. There's a ton wrong with
it. I was very surprised that they didn't like include basically anything from the old series. They just
I'm so happy they didn't.
And they just very much left it at Korra and Asami at the end. There's, yeah, I was very
hashtag
surprised.
Hashtag crushed it.
Crushed it.
Yeah. I liked how when they formed the... Actually, I'm going to show this thing. Okay, so you also it's a
Jeff
black hole.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
So
it's a black hole
with an accretion disk. And what does that look like? It looks like a spirit portal.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. See, the black hole is formed by first. It's usually formed by like a supermassive like collapse. Things just get too massive, too dense.
Yeah.
But turns out you can also form them with a high energy particle collision.
Yeah.
So. That's, wow, that's cool. That's like...
Science. Aura,
Higgs boson that stuff.
Yeah.
Science.
Yep. What is this?
What? That's it.
Nice.
What happened?
Away.
I don't know where... What do we think of this as, like, a satisfying conclusion to Korra as a series?
I mean,
okay, so here's what I'm going to say. That,
why are you asking that question?
Well, this is what I'm going to say about that, because I'm surprised, because I honestly went into this not expecting much, just because this whole season has been kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Which, you know, neither here nor there, politics might not necessarily be their fault, but the talk with Kuvira is honestly what cemented it for me. It's just the fact that they resolved it by literally having a chat in the spirit world was...
I mean, so much
in
of the finale...
a field of flowers. They had a chat in a field of flowers. That's how the show ended.
It was in Korra's elements. It was, like, totally out of Kuvira's...
Especially in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was in Korra's elements.
Do you know how happy that makes me?
The fact that so much of this finale hinged on that one talk, I'm just definitely going to have to go back and watch it again. But
and the fact that... that it was an effective talk, too, and I didn't leave thinking, like, well, that's dumb, I don't believe that, or thinking,
and it wasn't
wow,
even in the sinuses either. Like, it was just really nice.
How about the
good job, Billy,
that Korra would work so hard to prevent Kuvira from dying, right? Like, that was a very significant moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we
the fact that, I mean, that's, yeah, that was that whole thing, the fact that she saved her life and then, like, literally didn't
say,
hey,
saved her
I
life,
saved her.
Like,
but she didn't...
She saved her life, like, four times.
But she didn't talk about it either. She's like, yeah, I saved her... Like, she didn't
and
say, yeah, I saved her life. Kuvira's like, why did you do that? And she's just like...
Because.
I don't know, because.
Because I'm a nice person.
Not even that.
It's
because
I'm
a nice person.
Well, and I'm glad that Kuvira was the one who said, why did you save my life? Because a lot of times we get things like this, and it's the hero being like, I saved your life. Like, Robert Arbidar.
Well, I'm also going to, I guess I'm going to throw this to Zelda Williams, too, for a good line read, but I also think that thing where she says, you know, oh, you saved my life, and asks why, I think that brings a good depth to her character, because it kind of, you know, showed a side of Kuvira that knew what she was doing was
okay,
awful.
Now that the series is over, though, we need to talk about Zelda Williams, because no one could have done this better than her. She was just so perfect.
Yeah, I thought her and, it's Zelda, the two voice actors that stuck out to me in the finale. Yeah.
The scene that Janet Varney and Seychelle Gabriel took a picture before that. It
was the Korasami ending, yeah. That's crazy, but...
You're welcome.
So, the two that stuck out to me, Zelda Williams, was such a, like, harsh gentleness to Kuvira at the end.
Yeah.
It was just...
Harsh gentleness.
I like that. The other one that stuck out to me was Janet Varney in the Korasami scene. How affectionate.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
really. What about Seychelle?
I mean, Seychelle too, but especially Janet Varney to me, like, such a difference from from the other line.
She's jumping ship.
Just so sounded. Well, you could say, Janet Varney definitely cared about making this Korasami ending.
Oh, yeah. Janet, thank you.
Thank you, Janet.
You're watching.
I want to know what people think about the implications of Korra just taking off on a vacation right after this whole thing happened. Like,
I know.
On the one hand, like, it seems irresponsible. On the other hand, could it mean like she's like embracing the fact that the world doesn't need me?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a nice point to make.
Not
that she's necessarily embracing it, but she maybe can lay off.
Maybe it's like she's like, guys, like, I'm gonna just do my own thing. Call me when there's, you know, stuff going on.
Call me, beat me when you want to reach me.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Well, like, I think that is interesting, Jeff, because it comes right after the talk with Tenzin, where she's like, I even forget what she said to Tenzin, just because it was like,
There was a lot of important things
happening. No, I think that's an interesting point that I didn't think about. Like, literally, they leave in the middle of the party, and they're like, bye, have fun cleaning
up. She has a lot
left
to do.
She told Wu, I'll do everything in my power to make sure everything works out.
Yeah.
But first, I gotta go.
No, but they have bags, and they got their actual clothes.
Yeah, they have their backpacks.
How long did they say they were going to be gone for? Did they say during?
They didn't. Well, they just said they were going on a vacation.
They're going to be gone forever.
They didn't go that
long. They're going on vacation. They could be gone like a weekend.
Okay. Right, you're precious.
Well, I mean, they're just in a skit role, so I guess they can like always just pop in whenever they need.
Wait, that'll be a good fit to see though. Them sneaking off from the party, going to get ready and get their bags and stuff.
Oh,
someone got so much fan art.
I'm writing so much fan fiction. There's gonna be so
right now. Raw. She's writing it right now as we're doing this.
I'm just thinking about all the fan fiction like that actually occurs in the series.
I'm so excited for the fan art, you guys.
You know, Allie.
You this know that
what
they
a time to be alive. What a time to be alive.
I got you, Sam. You threw it, and I really.
I'm so alive right here.
The one. This is the most important thing ever.
Okay, as we begin to wrap things up, it's getting approaching 2 a.m. on the East Coast. I think we should get back to the Coruscami ending. And
that's all we have. Have we left it?
Yeah,
we haven't really left it.
Oh, that reminds me.
I don't know. What else did I want to say about it? Like,
you wanted to say
no one can
best
comment
thing that has ever happened in the entire series ever.
In the entire history of ever.
Ever. Just ever. So important for representation. So important.
Yeah, just, okay, yeah, okay, those two things. Yeah, so one, this is just one of the, maybe the most significant television social thing to happen on television in a while,
and
right?
I wanted to go back to what you said about you were worried about it, or no, you thought it was like going to be like a traditional ending, but like to me, like the fact, like even before that scene, the fact that like, I don't know. Like it was a happy ending. The fact that like she didn't end up like kissing anybody or like getting with a guy is not traditional. So
yeah,
it wasn't like just a traditional happy ending to me. But it was amazing.
But I liked the fact that it was traditional. Like there was nothing. There was nothing that said, hey, let's point this out. Hey, let's make it special.
True.
This
it happened.
Just,
yeah.
It happened
that
because
true. Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's awesome, the fact that it could just so fluidly and beautifully just happen without people like having to make a big deal about it is amazing. Yeah. Layer that on top of the fact, you know, that you've got this huge character for kids who's just such a, you know, a huge role model.
Yeah.
A huge role model for kids, and it's literally like, and we were talking about this earlier, you know, you've got this situation where you can say, well, if the Avatar can do it,
so can I.
So can I.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really amazing for any age, but I'm specifically thinking of the demographic because this is still, you know, obviously a lot of college kids are watching it because hi.
But it's aimed at kids.
And that's amazing.
Well aimed, you know, but like it's unfortunate that this isn't airing on Nick, but at the same time it will air on Nicktoons tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be on.
Yeah.
And I will say I spent time with a fifth grade class and they all knew about Korra. And it was really like, this makes me so happy that they're gonna
see it now. Never mind.
Equilibrium asked you, how big do you guys think it will be on the news tomorrow? Yeah, so it's a potential.
It will be huge.
I don't know.
I don't know if it will be.
That's
first
a good
of
question.
All, like, how much exposure will the airing of the finale on?
I mean,
have,
but let's think about this. There was a lot of stuff going on for that blush, and now we have this.
Well, no, the thing is, though, that it got huge news when it was taken off the air.
Right,
you know, people are still paying attention to
it. The level of news we're actually talking about is Korra getting pulled from air actually was a news story on several entertainment.
Oh, I see.
That level of, like, news. And I think it's possible. I'm interested to see if they...
I think it would be a bigger news story if they actually kissed.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That would be. It is spreading like wildfire.
I mean, I don't think it was necessary, but at the same time, Kat Aang had a kiss.
It would have been nice. Yeah, it would have been nice to have the same.
One more.
But at the same time, I will say in defense of that is that they didn't have the same buildup as Kat Aang.
It's true. One more non-Korsami.
She didn't find her in an iceberg.
I'll have to see it a second time, but I think that the talk between Korra and Kuvira worked thematically, and it was the area of Korra's personality that hadn't been there, and it was a good moment. It's odd that a fight with Sorbet and the Heart's Heart, but really the series has been so much about diplomacy that I was fine with it.
I think it was good.
Such a hint. I don't know.
I was kind of expecting it, but like...
I didn't really expect Korra to just so specifically save Kuvira, and I think that did work.
I wasn't expecting how well executed it was.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting Kuvira to, like, apologize and accept her punishment.
Yeah. That was so, for me, Kuvira, best villain in Avatar ever.
Well, no, I disagree.
I was expecting Kuvira to go into the spirit wells and, like, get her come up into the hands of the spirits. Like,
I thought Kuvira is the new Avatar.
Yeah,
Kuvira. Imagine if they, the double helix made them switch. And then
I was really confused
for with Kuvira.
Imagine if that happened. Type bending, you know, that's what I thought was going to happen. But, yeah. It's imagine if that happened. It'll be interesting to compare Kuvira to
Zaheer.
I think most people are going to say
I will recant if he was actually the best villain and then compare we'll
no.
Okay.
He was the best villain.
Last things, other than obviously the Kurosami ending, we need to recover from that.
I'm never going to recover.
Thumbs up, thumbs side, thumbs down. Everyone, are we thumbs up on the finale?
I mean, other than the Kurosami.
10 million thumbs up.
I don't know. The finale
was like Naga has
Sam's
her thumbs
got
up.
Confused thumbs, but
Naga yeah.
I'm trying to make it's like Gladiator when he's like
I'm trying to make Avatar give a thumbs up, but he doesn't have any thumbs.
Yeah,
no,
like,
I mean,
Naga,
like,
but thumbs
imagine
up.
If the Kurosami wasn't part of it, I'd give it like because it was.
Well, that's the thing. Like to me, this is an equivalent ending to the end of Book 3. Book 3, the last 2 minutes of Book 3 were so important for that episode working so well. This is the same. I think that Glass can just elevate this to an all-time great episode of television. I think it's the fifth one for Korra. So we've had 5 true classics from the show. It makes me very happy to end.
Also, like going back to like what you were talking about, like with Mako talking to Korra. Like I'm glad they ended it that way, and like it shows that he just has respect for her as a person. Like, I'm glad they ended it on good terms.
I think that was a good end for that dynamics. Yeah, I think that works with what they've shown.
I'm glad that... I thought they were going to end it again with the, like whole...
Actually,
always love
even
you.
From a friendship perspective, I've mentioned before...
Yeah, and...
But I think they deserve to be friends.
Brit's lagging a little bit.
And
yeah, I don't know. That's it. We're going to be back.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching, guys. We had 100 live viewers.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I took time to make myself
If you're not familiar with us, we are the
first. Are we doing another one?
We're going to be back tomorrow night on Friday night with probably a 3-hour audio recap of the finale.
4 hours.
Then on Saturday night with a season-long recap of Book 4. dongbufeng.net/podcast. And you can also find us on Tumblr at dongbufeng. It's the best news source for Korra. The show is over now, but we'll still be going with that blog. The show is over. That's another thing. But I don't know.
I'll be blogging for
years.
Oh, yeah,
it's over. We didn't talk about that.
Anyway.
It's over, Tom.
It's over. Sorry if I didn't get to any comments. I'm having some problems with the Google.
We're having a lot of problems.
It's anyway. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Sam, your glasses are fab.
Oh, thank you.
They're really fab.
You're always fab.
Dylan, yours are okay. Naga.
Oh well. Okay.
What about me?
Yeah, I'm wearing glasses.
Sam, Allie, you're not wearing glasses. Delaney, you're
fine. Oh,
my beard would be okay, but
yeah.
I'll show my guitar hair.
Dylan,
watch. Yes.
Dylan, can we end on like? Can we end on lesbians?
We're not gonna end on anything. Korra and Asami's sexuality is whatever they want it to be. It's not
okay.
Yeah. Like a Defy band, whatever. It's whatever they want it to be. Yeah. The end. Okay. Anyway, that's what are we? Thanks for watching, guys.
Korra Asami.
We'll talk more about this. It's incredible. I mean, we can end on Korra Asami. They'll say bye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just still freaking out over this. Never will be over. Thanks, guys. Bye. Korra Asami.
Korra Asami.
Korra Asami.
Bye.